News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Tonight brings Donald Trump's acceptance speech, and stocks fell again today. But our top story this hour is the death of comedian and actor Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart, best remembered for two hit sitcoms, as a therapist in the 70s and an innkeeper in the 80s. The Newhart Show ending with that famous dream scene.
I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
That settles it. No more Japanese food before you go to bed.
Bob Newhart, dead at age 94. All three major indexes dropped on Wall Street. The Dow gave back 533 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were down 0.7%. Unemployment saw a blip up 20,000 new claims. Now to politics. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance today on the presidential nominee Donald Trump.
This is a guy who delivered for social conservatives more than any president in my 39 years of life.
Trump is vowing a speech of unity. Vice President Kamala Harris stumped in North Carolina, blasting last night's convention speech.
Under Donald Trump, America lost tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs.
And President Biden is at his Delaware home after testing positive for COVID-19. He's facing new pressure to drop his presidential bid.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign. Ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A new warning from the NTSB about smoking pot and then driving. Crash in Oklahoma in 2022 killed 6 teenagers. This is AP News. There's more information about the alleged gunman who fired a deadly shot at Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally last weekend. Our Mike Hempen reports.
Two people familiar with the investigation say the man who tried to assassinate Donald Trump, Thomas Matthew Crooks, had looked up dates for the Democratic National Convention as well as Trump's appearances. People familiar with the investigation say the shooter also had searched for major depressive disorder. On Sunday, an FBI official said there was no indication of any mental health issues. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Boeing says it's closer to understanding what went wrong with its astronaut capsule in orbit. Now that testing's complete on a spare thruster here on Earth, the Starliner capsule should have returned with its test pilots in mid-June, but it remains docked at the International Space Station. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.